She's giving some strength. Oh, she's been so nasty since she got up. She screamed this morning while I was sleeping because she couldn't find her underpants. And when I found her underpants, she said, it's too late.
Too late what?
It's too late. I'm not changing my underpants. I've already chosen what I'm going to wear. It's been that, you know. She's into one of those movies where, you know, she doesn't want to eat anything. She doesn't want to, everything has to be carried down. She's not going to cooperate. You know, she's just so nasty. She's so nasty. I'm just looking for strength.
I just walked in all with my parents and I give a foot and I'm just trying to. I think I won't, but when I haven't had any breakfast, and I don't have this proper degree of sympathy.
I can feed anybody who needs to be fed.
Where is she now? With Mike down below?
Yeah.
Is she not eating breakfast?
I just give her Cheerios to sugar after breakfast.
Well, maybe when she sees Omar, she'll switch around for a little bit. Much comfort.
Did you wear them recently? Oh, I know where they are. You left them on the floor in the living room.
Good morning, sister.
Yeah, I think it's down here. Now, the only thing...
Amy, good morning. I want to say hey to you. That's all. And if you want to ask me if I can have it in your bag,
that you make Xerox copies of the two sheets and then superimpose a sheet and put it down in English for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you mean from the...
Okay.
The family tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if we can find it in here. Now with Bootin...
Handle with care.
Huh?
Handle with care.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. We ought to really take good care of this part. Now, the Budenweisers who are coming, they haven't seen this tree yet, have they? Well, one of the things I wanted to do before we forgot it, look here, Opa, here's what I did. I thought you could help.
Let me have a look. Oh, you want to start on this here?
Well, I just thought it'd be nice to have them identified, and then we could, then when we start looking at the tree, we could start making, and I thought if we put numbers by the, I think I've got every face on there, so that I thought if you wanted to put one, that Maya, the grandfather would be Marie and her husband, right?
Start here. This is, all right, I should start here. Miss Ruben Rosenberg.
Now, one thing I could do, I could write those down as your number and I'm even.
Yeah, I don't know what these double. That's it, people with hats?
Yeah, I was just starting to trace them, just forget about those.
All right, this would be number one. And this was Grandmother Marie, number two. And then
number one is who would you say is one, number one is who?
Everybody or sure. Just the people that we are concerned with.
No.
Let's first take what we are concerned with.
So number
one and two. Wait a minute. Let me make here is three And this is my mother, 4 and 5. And Zemi is 6. Okay, that's as far as we go. And the others come then, 6. Then I would take here 7 and
oh, it looks like
8.
Got, yeah.
And then 9 and 10. And then here is number 2, 10. And here is 11. That is here, Tante Yachin, yeah, under me. And Tante Yachin is L. And then this would be first, number 12. He is a brother. And this is number 13.
Oh, I think people are here. Yeah, here we are, Harry.
Anzi?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Did you get, we have company here?
Yeah, Berna is here.
Oh, good.
Okay. Just y'all can continue, I guess, can't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll come right out in a minute.
Okay, fantastic.
And we can put the two together.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Berna brought you champagne for your birthday, which is really
Ooh.
Lovely. Berna. This is Berna, the daughter of Charles.
Of
what
Charles Meyer.
Berna.
Berna?
Yes.
Berna is her name. What
yes.
is her family name?
Buttenweiser. Mayor. Mayor.
Oh.
Her daddy is mayor.
Charles
oh.
Meyer's
daughter. Two bottles. We have now I order 3. What do
That's
we do?
Right.
Oh.
We're
going to
drink
them. And she is now downstairs.
Yes.
Okay, John.
We maybe will come
today
back
and tomorrow.
Show her all these.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is...
Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah. What was that over Heidenbach?
Oh, come on.
I took a went with Harry to Ober Heidenbach on vacation, and whenever I went anywhere with him, I had to go with him to bed 2 hours, 3 hours.
It was really neat, Mother.
What, was either two?
Then your grandmother said, I raised 9 children, never have I seen a child being fed spinach through the butter.
The one thing I knew, though, I remember, you had a really nice sweater with some little metal tassels, and I chewed them up.
Right.
I can remember they were great.
I put you on
yeah,
the
I didn't get a
stove. I
chewed everything. I broke all of their little, you had these really nice little egg spoons made out of like a plastic from Germany
right.
that you brought
yeah,
over,
yeah.
and I bit them.
Yeah.
At that time,
I bit every one of them.
At that time, we didn't have plastics. They were really made from bone.
They were beautiful.
Bone
beautiful. They were beautiful.
Bone. Yeah,
they really crumbled under my bite.
Oh, my talking about Ober Heidenbach. Now,
glass.
Who was?
I mean,
because
yes,
I remember
yeah.
they had Stachelbeer at Ober Heidenbach
sure,
in the
but
garden.
I really
had
a relationship.
What?
My mother kept the relationship up with her first husband's family. And they were the cousins. All those aunts were the cousins of her first husband. And we just had a wonderful time going on vacation there, Daddy. And I went with you when you were a little boy over to visit with
you.
You took me on the cow. I mean, I remember riding on a cow in Oberheisenbach.
That's very possible.
And a cow wagon.
And it was just
a
really out in the country.
Right.
Really out in the country.
Yes.
How far was that from Oberstein?
Oh, well, you had to go
about,
by bus.
About 5 kilometers.
Yeah, no, we went first by train to Fischbach, Daddy.
Yeah.
Oberstein, Abollenbach, Fischbach.
Oh, John,
maybe
10
kilometers, less than 10 kilometers.
John asked me how they got from Oberheidenbach to Oberstein.
I just explained to you.
I mean, why? Why did Zeeschmann?
It wasn't
Zeeschmann. Oh, it was
family.
The Stern family.
The Stern family.
They were already, okay. They
yeah,
were.
That was the real
yes,
cousins
I,
of my mother's first
May
husband.
I explain to you?
All right.
That is the way I explain to you the Jewish community in Germany the what was left over of the condition the way it was in the previous century, where almost every small town and village had a few Jews living there. And that was the family of Jacob Stern.
The Sterns.
And
the
people in town didn't know them by the name of Stern. They called them all Koppel, because Koppel is a diminutive for Jacob. Yes?
Right.
And this family, Koppel, Jacob Stern, consists of the, as far as we know, the old man had already died, and left over was a very old lady. She was probably in her 80s when we knew her. You wouldn't believe that it was a Jewish lady. You thought it was a farm woman, a real original Rhinelandish farm woman.
Right.
Heavy set, with a furrowed face, very deeply lined, very kindly. She had originally a family of one son and four daughters, yes? And that son became a butcher in Oberstein.
And that was Oma's first husband.
And that was Oma Johanna's first husband. And then one of those aunts went to Paris, married there a man by the name of Demainstein, and the two boys of them, also not belonging to the Schubach family at all, yes, were the closest cousins in
that's
the family.
Right. That's right.
The Paris cousins.
That's right.
And they felt like that.
I understand that.
Because Johanna kept the connections with the Stern family up after her husband had died, and she got married to Sigmund Schubach.
Where? What's the story on?
And the other three girls stayed home. Yes.
And they were the spinsters.
And were all old maids, typical old maids, full of loving attachment to the Schubach family. All of them. So when I was in Oberstein, or came to Oberstein on a vacation with mother, of course we went to Oberreidenbach. When we were in Oberreidenbach, we lived in that dilapidated old house there, we happy and comfortable, and they lived like farm people lived. The stable, the cow stable, was right underneath the living room.
Right.
And
you went on the steps down.
And the geese were, they had the little.
And they had a few chickens out there.
Yeah.
And then they had an old garden, which was not very well kept, but from the times when they still had more time to work there, there were bushes with strawberry, with gooseberries, that's in Stachelbeeren.
Gooseberries,
and currants that are Johannisbeeren, yes, and other goodies and trees there. And they lived with the Gentile population, they were just part of the.
And do you know the end of the sad ending? They were so attached to the whole population that when the Nazis came here, they just protected them as long as they could. And the Nazis always gave them a date. You have to go, you know. And finally they saw that there was no other way out. The story was told to us. They came and took them all four in a wagon and covered them up. Took them to the forest and shot them. That was the end.
No, if they ever were in a concentration camp.
No.
Who covered them up?
Who don't know that? But nobody knows if they ever were in a concentration camp.
Gestapo.
Oh, the Gestapo.
Yeah. And
were they the only four Jews in the whole village?
Yes, right. And when they had left the house, hardly all the people knew that each girl had a trousseau handmade, you know. They had provided, they had even a salon. They only were allowed to go in and look. They never lived in that room, you know. And they stole everything.
They took everything.
They stole everything. Then later on, I think that the Demenstein's boys, I don't know if they got ever anything out. Nobody knew where Antigla had her bank account. Nobody found ever any money. It was hidden someplace. Right. Nobody knew.
Now, is Tekla one of those four, right?
Huh?
Which one was Tekla?
Tante Tekla was one of the aunts who also...
Was the youngest of those aunts.
Yes, but she also, she did not stay in Oberreidenbach. She then became a fish and sales lady in a town.
That's not Tekla Emanuel, is it?
Oh, no. No, no. That was one of the spins.
Oh, Tante Tekla.
What did you want to know about Opa?
What's the story of Opa Sigmund?
Well, we told Opa, I mean, Opa was 14 years old. He had four or five brothers. And the custom was when they reached the age of 14, you know, they just went to elementary school, then they had to make up their mind what they wanted to be. So they became cattle dealers, and Opa went to become a butcher. And in Germany, whatever your trade was, you had to learn 4 years to become a butcher. And then you went somewhere, you know, and started, and then you...
Where was his home?
Near Koblenz, in a little village, on the Rhine. Yeah.
Okay. That was an arranged, and that was an arranged, it was an arranged marriage.
Yes.
So, but he ended up in Oberstein.
Yes.
And he has, and then there's Sally, and he had four or five brothers.
Yes.
Four, he had Sally.
Yes.
Whose family...
Uncle Sally.
Okay,
he lived on the lawn.
You wanted to try it.
Thank you. He lived on the lawn.
On the what?
I visited him too. He lived
the lawn?
In Germany. The lawn is a river, Johnny. What a small place.
Give the name. What's the name?
Dauborn.
Okay. Dauborn on the lawn.
Near
Limburg on the lawn.
And that's where Zali was?
Yes.
Before he came over here. And then there were two of them.
Zali was.